You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
We want to thank the Lord again. We cometo this month of Thanksgiving for this year.
不是只有11月才感恩啊，借着11月我们被提醒我们来操练。
We want to remind everyone, it's not that we only give thanks in the month of November, but through this month, we learn to practice how to give the Lord praise.
我非常喜欢 Thanksgiving 这个字啊。
I like the word Thanksgiving.
它是两个字组成的。
It's formed of two words.
Thanks and giving.
Thanks and giving.
一个懂得感恩的人一定会懂得给。
Someone who knows how to give thanks knows how to give.
我们给不是只是给外面的好处而已。
And what we give is not just the outward goodness, outward blessings.
我们给是把耶稣的爱，把伟大的救恩能够流露出来。
But we give of the love and the great salvation of Jesus Christ.
所以我们常常说，神要得到的不是好人，神要得到的是能够把神的救恩、神的恩典带给别人。
We often say that what God desires is not just merely a good man.But a person that is able to bring about his blessings and his grace to others.
当我们一直在主的面前得到恩典，我们不光学习感恩。
When we continually receive the grace of God, not only do we learn how to give thanks to the Lord,
我们也要成为这个恩典跟爱的流露啊一个出口。
We want to also be a channel by which the love and the grace of God can flow.
所以 Thanksgiving 一定 happy.
So Thanksgiving, we will be happy, we'll be joyous.
所以就像弟兄说的，一个人不懂得感恩的人，他不会喜乐的。
A brother once said that if a person who does not know how to give thanks, he doesn't understand how to be truly joyful.
而且我们喜乐的大小就跟我们感恩的大小是成正比的。
And the magnitude of our joy is proportional to the degree of our thanksgiving.
所以借着感恩，圣经上告诉我们，不光把荣耀归给神。
And through Thanksgiving, the Scripture tells us not only do we glorify God.
当我们真的懂得感恩的时候
But when we truly know how to give thanks,
其实我们自己里面有一个说不出来的喜乐和满足
And we ourselves have an indescribable joy and satisfaction.
我们会为着神给我们所有的恩典我们来献上感谢
And for all that God has given us, we come to Him with a heart of thanksgiving.
所以基督徒当然有很多特点啊
And again, there are a lot of characteristics for a Christian.
这个一百年前有一个神的仆人到纽西兰，他那天讲了一篇道，他说不要成为一个没有基督的基督徒。
About 100 years ago, a preacher went to New Zealand and shared these words. He says, "Do not be a Christian that is without Christ."
一个没有基督的基督徒怎么叫基督徒呢
？A Christian without Christ, how can he be called a Christian?
所以这个信息就震动了很多人。
And so this message shook a lot of people.
弟兄姊妹，今天基督徒身上应该要有平安、有喜乐、懂得感恩。
In the life of a Christian, there should be peace, there should be joy. They need to know how to give thanks.
如果我们是一个基督徒，没有平安的基督徒，没有喜乐的基督徒。不懂得感恩的基督徒的话
If we're a Christian without peace, without joy, and we don't know how to give thanks,
我们的别人都会觉得，那你为什么要当基督徒
？I would say the world will wonder, how come? Why do you want to be a Christian?
为什么你的神不能够赐给你平安，赐给你喜乐，让你懂得感恩
？Why wouldn't your God be able to give you peace and give you joy so that you would learn how to be thankful?
所以我们在感恩月里面，我们学习把感恩归给神。
And again, in this month, I want to pray that we all cultivate, we all learn how to give thanks to the Lord.
因为我们很容易就把恩典。当作理所当然
Because very, very easily we take the grace of God and we treat it like it's obvious, it's casual.
因为配合我们今年的主题讲 Christ alone.
Because we want to focus on the theme for this year, Christ alone.
所以我今天早上的主题呢是用我们不久以前刚读过的马太福音第二十章
And I want to use Matthew chapter 20, which we all have read recently.
怎么样子能够带着感恩的心来侍奉主
And how do we come to serve the Lord with a heart of thanksgiving?
因为大家圣经都很熟了我们读部分好不好马太福音二十章
And I trust you all know the story very well, you know the scripture well, we're just going to read portions of it.Please turn to Matthew chapter 20.
好，我们先读第一节到第四节。
We'll read verse 1 through verse 4.
我们第一节到第二节就好了。因为天国好像家主清早去雇人进他的葡萄园做工，和工人讲定一天一钱银子，就打发他们进葡萄园去。好，英文。
I'll read it in English. For the kingdom of heaven is like a landowner. who went out early in the morning to hire laborers for his vineyard. Now when he had agreed with the laborers for a denarius a day, he sent them into his vineyard.
这里所说的清早是早上六点钟。
And this is approximately 6 a.m. in the morning.
所以底下的经文我们就不读了。他六点钟去找了一批人进来，讲好一天一钱银子。
And so the scripture tells us at 6 o'clock in the morning, the landowner went out, found a group of people, and agreed upon the wages, one denarius for the day.
一天一钱银子是当时最流行的工资，就是最公平的工资。
That is a very fair price for labor in those days.
他们那个时代跟现在不一样，他们都是农牧为主的。
Those times quite different from us today. Agricultural is their main source of income.
不像现在各行各业薪水可以差距很大的。
It's not like today we have many different job types where our salary can have quite a bit of distinctions.
就连同行同业都可能差距很大。
Even if you're doing the same job and maybe within that same task, you may be paid with different prices.
那个时候工资一天一钱是最公平的工资。
But in those days, to get a denarius for the day of labor, that's very fair, that's very common.
所以主人九点钟又出去再找了一些人进来。
So the owner, 9 o'clock, he went out again and found another group of people to come and work.
就没谈价钱了，说你们在这里过来，帮我做事。
And he says, come and come into the vineyard and work.
所以12点钟，下午3点钟又在做了。
So at 12 o'clock, 3 p.m, again the owner went out and found a group of people.
好，那我们现在读第六节。
Let's come to verse 6.
一直读到第十节啊。约在有初，就是下午5点钟啊，都已经到6点钟就没有人在做事的。
It's about the 11th hour. This is about 5 p.m. 6 p.m. Everybody stops work.
看见还有人站在那里，就问他们说，你们为什么整天在这里闲站呢？他们说，因为没有人雇我们。他说，你们也进葡萄园去。
Verse 6, and about the 11th hour, he went out and found others standing idle, and said to them, why have you been standing here idle all day? And they said to him, because no one hired us. He said to them, you also go into the vineyard, and whatever is right, you will receive.
第八节，到了晚上，园主对管事的人说，叫工人都来给他们工钱，从后来的开始一直到先来的为止，约在有初雇来的人个人得了1钱银子，即使那先雇的来了，他们以为必要多得，谁知也是个人得一钱。
Verse 8, so when evening had come, the owner of the vineyard said to his steward, call the laborers and give them their wages.Beginning with the last to the first. And when those came who were hired about the 11th hour, they each received a denarius. But when the first came, they supposed they had, that they would receive more, and they likewise received one denarius.
第11节到16节，他们得了就埋怨家主说，我们整天劳苦受热，那后来的只做了一小时，你竟叫他们和我们一样吗？家主回答其中的一人说，朋友，我不亏负你，你与我讲定的不是1钱银子吗？拿你的走吧，我给后来的和给你一样，这是我愿意的。我的东西难道不可以随我的意思用吗？因我做好人，你就红了眼吗？这样，那在后的将要在前，在前的将要在后了。
Verse 11 through 16, and when they had received it, they murmured against the landowner.Saying, these last men have worked only 1 hour, and you made them equal to us who have borne the burden and the heat of the day. But he answered one of them and said, friend, I am doing you no wrong. Did you not agree with me for a denarius? Take what is yours and go your way. I wish to give to this last man the same as to you. Is it not lawful for me to do what I wish with my own things? Or is your eye evil because I am good?So the last will be first, and the first last. For many are called, but few chosen.
好，那我们虽然都已经读过了啊。
Again, I think we are all familiar with the verses.
但是还是帮大家简单的稍微复习一下。
And I want to review it again for everybody.
你要知道那个时候很多人找不到工作的。
And in those days, it is very common that people would not be able to find work.
当有人愿意雇用你的时候，你会非常高兴的。
And with someone who was willing to hire you, you would actually be very, very happy.
我虽然不愿意用 Home Depot 门口的那些人做例子，但是你们多少可以感觉到一点。
And I did not want to use this as an illustration, but maybe perhaps you can understand. You see people who are standing outside of Home Depot.
尤其公元2000年左右，那时候整个经济很糟的时候。 啊，都有人敲上门来说，我帮我做这，帮我们做这个，只要这么一点点钱都好。
Particularly in the year 2000, there would be people that would actually be knocking on your door and say, I could do this, I could do that for you. You could just pay me this little bit. That would be okay.
我们家门口那三棵大树，如果现在要去修剪的话，起码要2000块钱。
The three big trees in front of my house, if they need to be trimmed, it would be about $2,000.
而我们那个时候。来了六七个人，他们说我们只要200块钱。
Six, seven people came about that time and said you only need to pay us $200 and we'll.
七八个人一整天把我们整条街上都一个派尔一个派尔的树枝把它切下来200块钱。
There were about seven or eight people that came for that entire street. They began to trim the trees and they were only going to charge us $200.
所以当被雇佣说进来做工的时候，他们里面充满了感恩。
So when they were called into labor, they are full of thanksgiving.
啊、那么当他们在做的时候也是感恩。
And when they're doing it, they're full of thanks.
虽然看见别的工人也陆陆续续九点钟来了，十二点来了，下午三点来了，他们里面还是感恩，因为他认为他们顶多只会拿四分之三的钱，二分之一的钱。
And then when they see more laborers come in at 9 o'clock, at 12 o'clock, and 3 o'clock, they continue to work with thanks. But and they probably thought, oh, these folks are not going to get as much as I did. Maybe just a portion of it.
因为我做了整天，我会拿。
Because I worked the whole day, I'm going to get the full denarius.
Xiao Yuan 是中午才来的，只有半钱。
Our brother Xiao Yuan, he only came at noon. He's only getting half a denarius.
国豪下午三点才来的，四分之一钱。
Brother Robin only came three in the afternoon. He's only getting a quarter of the pay.
所以他原来还没有什么埋怨的。
So in the beginning, he wasn't complaining at all.
那为什么后来的感恩会掉呢？
So how did that thanks that sense of being thankful, why did it disappear?
为什么甚至不仅感恩掉了，变成埋怨了？
Not only the sense of being thankful disappeared, it actually transformed into being critical, complaining.
一个很明显的关键啊。
Something that is key here.
就是他把他自己所得的跟别人所得的去做的比较。
He began to compare with what he had received with what others have received.
感恩就掉了。
And then he lost the sense of being thankful.
弟兄姊妹，有没有这样的经验？
Brother, have you experienced it the same way?
有没有？要，你看我们刚毕业的时候找工作，只要有哪一家公司雇佣我，我们都感谢得不得了。
Very, very clearly, as soon as we graduate from college, if anybody who's offering us a job, we're just full of thanks that we have a job.
我1981年毕业的时候，正好又是经济不景气的时候，非常不景气。
1981 again, the economy was at a downturn when I graduated.
我又没有 PR， 又没有工作经验，英文又烂烂的，然后嘴巴的瘤又肿肿的，没有人要雇佣我。
I didn't have any status. I didn't have any experience. I really didn't. I just got out of school and I have a tumor on my face. I didn't think anybody would want to hire me.
对不对？那弟兄姊妹，当我们找到第一个工作的时候，我们都很喜乐的。
And when we found that very first job, we're actually full of joy.
但是我这一辈子在 Silicon Valley 住了快40年，我不知道听过多少的同事朋友跟我抱怨他的工作。
And then after I started working for numerous years.I've come across time and time again of people who complain to me about their work.
有一个弟兄跟我讲说，他每次想到那个年轻的家伙现在爬到他头上，他就气得血压高。
There's a brother that says every time I think about that young guy who hired in later, now he's above me, and I can't stand it.
我做了20年，这些人刚毕业薪水比我高，你说有这种事吗？我操，要我帮他评理啊
！He said I worked for 20 years, and these new graduates.They earn more than me. You tell me, is that reasonable?
所以你们中间很多年轻人，可能一些年长的 engineer 很气你们的哈。
And those of you who are younger in this room, maybe there's somebody who's angry at you in this room right now.
当我们一去比较的时候，我们就不会感恩。
And the moment we start comparing, we don't know how to give thanks anymore.
所以我们现在要回到圣经上来。
And again, we want to come back to the Word of God.
那我们特别从基督徒的角度来看。
We want to see particularly from a Christian's point of view.
主耶稣在这里讲的不是在告诉我们一些生活的教导而已。
Jesus is not simply teaching us certain principles of life.
因为他在这里不是讲到说人生好像家族早上出去雇人。
And he said he did not say life is like the story.
他不是只是要教导我们有一个感恩的 attitude， 不是只是为了生活的教导。
He's not simply teaching us a way of life where we need to be thankful in our lives.
他说天国好像家主清早出去找人。
But the Lord says the kingdom of God is like a landowner.
这你是在讲侍奉神的事情。
Here he's talking about serving God.
也是我们今年讲要拓展神国，讲神的国的事情。
And is the central to the theme that we've been talking about this year, how to expand the kingdom of God.
我们生活上的确有很多的地方我们应该提醒要学习感恩。
Truly everything and a lot of things in our lives, we need to learn to be thankful.
尤其我们不能够把恩典当成理所当然的。
And again, I say, do not treat grace as something very casual, like it's obvious that he's supposed to bless us with.
我以前讲过有一个乞丐他在一个办公区的角落当乞丐。
And I told the story before. There was a beggar. He was in a business district, and he was asking for alms or asking for help.
很多年都在那里当乞丐。
And many years he sat there. He sat in that same area.
有一个路人，只要每次经过那里，就一定给他个两三块钱。
There's a person that would pass that road, and that person every time he meets him, he would give him a few dollars.
所以他每次只要看到那个人要来了，在等红绿灯，他知道等一下又有钱了。
And every time he sees this man approaches, he knows, oh, he's going to get something.
哪里晓得有这个过了一段时间以后，那个人每次经过他打个招呼就走了。
And then after some time, this person actually stopped giving him money.Just said hi to him and proceeded forward.
所以后来他就把他停下，他说：“先生，你为什么现在都不给我？”
And so one day, this beggar stopped the man and said, "How come you stop giving me money?"
他说：“我太太现在生孩子了，也不能去上班，没 income， 然后我的钱要省下来买尿布，买牛奶。”
And he says, "My wife just gave birth to a child. She couldn't work anymore, so."Financially, we're tighter. We got to save the money for baby food and diaper.
所以乞丐一听就很生气哈，啊，你怎么可以拿我的钱去养孩子
？And the beggar heard this and he got so mad. He said, "How could you take my money to raise your child?"
原来是恩典，每次都感谢的。
In the beginning, it was grace. He was thankful.
恩典接久了。当作理所当然。
And after you've received grace for so long, you treat it like, oh, it's obvious, I'm supposed to get it.
我跟大家说，你今天能够健健康康坐在这里，全是恩典。
Brother, sister, I tell you that you're able to sit here today and you are healthy. It is the grace of God.
我在医院里面看到多少人再也不能够走出医院的。
I've seen so many people encounter so many lives in the hospital that they couldn't get out of that building anymore.
白天痛，晚上痛，半夜跪在。蹲在那边哭，一个大人。
A grown man who is in pain in the morning, pain in the afternoon, in the evening he will be prostrating, crying because of his pain.
一个大学生被两个板子夹着，每过半个小时、一个小时翻一下，因为他整个脊椎断掉了，也没有人再理他了。
A college student who is lying in bed, is held by two boards, and somebody has to turn them once or twice a day. He broke his spine and he couldn't move anymore.
他就是运动受伤，就是这样子。
And because he got injured just playing sports, and this is the rest of his life.
弟兄姊妹，要学有感恩的态度是圣经的教导，甚至要凡事谢恩。
And brothers and sisters, to be thankful, it is the teaching of the Word of God. The Word of God tells us that in all things give thanks.
当我们在这里数主的恩典，而且一一的数，我们一定会感恩的。
When we begin to count the blessings of the Lord one by one, we will give thanks.
这个前两天收到一个别人寄给我的报告，说全世界你知道有多少人没上过大学吗
？Do you know what's the percentage of the people in the world that has never attended college?
有没有人知道
？Does anyone know?
93% 的人没有上过大学。
93% of the population in the world have never attended a college or a university.
然后全世界有48%， almost 一半，每一天的生活费不到不到十块钱。
About 48% of the people in the world, their daily wage does not exceed $10.
人民币。
Chinese currency.
是 RMB 啊，所以我们一个珍珠奶茶就超过它了。
And you know, you go and get a pearl tea is about going to close to that range.
年轻孩子不要再说我为什么今天没有珍珠奶茶，那人家三天的钱。
And young people don't say how come today I don't get to have a cup of pearl milk tea because that's what some 48% of the people what they get in 3 days.
然后全世界有大概18亿到20亿的人活得超过不了14岁。 18亿 14 years, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14
14 years of age in their lifespan.
我们天天住在这里住得很舒服，我们不会去想这些东西。
When it's just we live in the comfort of our days that we don't think about these issues.
有那么多都是带着饿肚子睡觉的，我们从来不会想到这些事。
So many people go to bed hungry, but we don't think about these things.
像前两天报纸说中国大陆在全世界 top 10% 有钱的人里面有一亿个人。
There was a Chinese newspaper that says of all the people in China who are in the top 10% of the wealthy in the world, it's about 100 million people.
一亿个人超过了美国，美国是九千多万。
100 million people surpasses the count in the United States, which
美国是九千九百万
,99,000.
所以弟兄姊妹，你要知道这个，那我就很好奇，到底多少钱叫做 top 10%？
And then I began to wonder how much do you need to have to be considered the top 10% of the wealthy in the world?
我要准确一点，免得你们去摄取哈。19,400块
109,400 considered the top 10%。
没有，这是美金的，对不起，这是美金的。
U.S. dollars。
你只要有19,000块美金，你已经是全世界 top ten。
If you have $109,000, you are considered the top 10 wealthiest in the world。
而且全世界的 top ten 占全世界总资产的82%。
And we consider that this top 10 owns the 82% of the total wealth in the world.
这是瑞士的放贷银行做的统计。
A bank in Switzerland has provided this data.
所以弟兄姊妹，我今天不是我的主题，我只是要讲，我只是随便举一些例子，你就知道我们有很多的事情该感恩。
Brothers and sisters, these things that I'm talking about is not the focus, but I give an illustration of all the things that we could be thankful for.
但是我现在要回到这里，主耶稣讲这个比喻的重点。
But today I want to come back to this parable.As the Lord gave this parable and the reason why he gave it.
他说天国好像家主出去找人进来。
He says the kingdom of heaven is like a landlord went out to look for labor.
然后我们读第希伯来书12:28。
Hebrews chapter 12 verse 28.
主耶稣讲的这个国叫做不能震动的国。
This kingdom which the Lord is talking about is a kingdom that cannot be shaken.
这个国的 king,这个国的王就是我们的主，我们所信的神。
And the king of this kingdom is our Lord Jesus Christ.
他说：“当我们既然得了这个不能震动的国，就当感恩，照神所喜悦的，用虔诚敬畏的心侍奉神。”
It says, therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us have grace by which we may serve God acceptably.With reverence and godly fear.
所以我们回到主耶稣那个生动的比喻里面。
And again, we come back to this parable, this illustration that Jesus is giving.
让我们看到在街上有一班人从早晨开始，甚至到了下午5点钟，天都要黑了，还在那里闲站。
Now, there's a group of people that are standing there on the street idle all day, almost to 5 p.m.
那就的现实生活来说，他们那一天没有工作，没有收入，因为很多的原主都没有雇佣他们。
Concerning the issue of practicality, that particular day they were standing there with not being paid because there are a lot of owners that didn't hire them.
但是我们说过的，主耶稣讲这个比喻，特别在讲这是天国的比喻。
But again, this parable pertains to the kingdom of God.
所以有一般的人，如果主没有把我们招进来的话，我们从头到尾闲站。没有价值，浪费时间。
And if the Lord of the harvest did not bring us into his labor, then we would be standing there our entire lives wasted, idle, nothing to do.
你可能是一个公司的 CEO, 你可能是一个大学的教授，你可能是一个很有名的医生。
And maybe you're a CEO, maybe you're a professor at church, you're a professor in a college, and a very renowned doctor.
但是如果你跟这个国度没有发生关系的话，在神的眼中你是闲站的人。
But if you have no relationship with the kingdom of God, then you are viewed as someone who's standing idle.
这个叫 idle, 浪费。
This means idle, being wasted.
你自己里面也会缺少那种价值感。
And you yourself lack that sense of worth within you.
我一点不否认 做事情会有成就感。
I do not deny the notion that when you do things, when you accomplish something, you have a sense of accomplishment.
我被主召出来，放下工作出来服事的时候，有一天于师母问我说：“你会不会后悔？”
As the Lord called me into full-time ministry, and I laid down my secular job, I started working, and one day Pastor Nancy asked me, "Do you regret it?"
因为他非常，他知道我非常喜欢我的工作，而且我在工作上的表现其实还可以。
And she knows that I love my job, and I actually did really well in my work.
但是我那时候只告诉他，我说我没有任何的埋怨。
And I told her that day I don't have any complaints.
那她问我你最大的挑战是什么？
And then she asked me, "What is the greatest challenge you think?"
我说没有成就感。
And I told her, not having a sense of accomplishment.
你千万不要以为我是从属世的角度讲没有成就感。
Please,
如果我有成就感，我就不放下工作了，对不对？
Please do not think that I'm looking at the sense of accomplishment from the worldly perspective.
你在工作上，你只要摆进一分，你会看到结果的。
And when you're at work, whatever you put in, you usually see the result.
在神家里面，很多时候你摆了十分，你连一分都看不到。
A lot of times you put in 10 times the effort, and you don't see a one-fold return.
所以你就会觉得值不值得
？And then you begin to wonder, is it worth it?
弟兄姊妹，如果这个值得是建立在外面看得见的报酬的话，你就会觉得不值得。
Brother and sister, if we look at the outward reward, then we would come to the conclusion, no, it's not worth it.
我在公司一样可以传福音，我公司没有一个中国同事没听过我传福音。
And I could also share the gospel on my work, and there's not a single person who spoke Chinese at work that did not hear the gospel from me.
我在公司里面如果做得好，我可以有很好的见证，我一样可以为主活。
I can excel, and I could do well at work, and I could testify for the Lord, I could live for the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，今天的价值不在于今天我从属地从我自己的眼光来看它。
The sense of value, the sense of worth is not from my own perspective of how I see things from the world.
而是我今天所做所行到底有没有永恒的价值。
But the things that I do and who I am, does it have an eternal value?
到底今天我所有所做的有没有跟神的国度发生关系？
And everything that I am doing, is it connected with the kingdom of God?
如果没有的话，那就是闲站。
If it is not, then I will tell you, you're standing idle.
所以我们今天被主召进来，我们不仅仅成为蒙恩的罪人，蒙爱的儿女。
Today we are called, we are brought in. Not only are we beloved children of God, not only are we those who are sinners saved by grace.
我们成为蒙召的祭司来侍奉神的。
We are now called into this royal priesthood to come and serve the Lord.
我们在我们主的园子里面，跟所有其他的园子不一样。
We are in the vineyard of the Lord. It's different from all other vineyards.
这里所有所做的是为着我们这位荣耀的主。
Everything that is being done in this vineyard is for this Lord.
所以当我想到希伯来书十二章的时候，我就觉得太 match 了我们今天要讲的东西。
So when I come and think about Hebrews chapter 12 verse 28, I said the verse really echoes what we're trying to share today.
这是一个最特别的国，是不能震动的国。
It is a very special kingdom. It's a kingdom that cannot be shaken.
是有永恒价值的，没有东西可以被废掉的。
This kingdom has an eternal value. Nothing can be shaken away.
所以所有我们在这里的侍奉摆上，通通有永恒的价值。
So everything that we do in service, everything that we put forth in this kingdom has an eternal value.
而且我们所有所摆上的是来满足这位至高的神，宇宙的主宰。
And everything that we offer up is for the purpose of exalting and glorifying the author of the universe.
所以他说要感恩，感恩，感恩。
And so therefore, be thankful, be thankful.
我实在不愿意用世界上的例子哈，但是你看，你去就算当了白宫的幕僚又怎样？
And I really don't want to use worldly illustration, but if you are a staff member in the White House, so what?
三天两头被换掉，对不对？
In two, three days, you're probably, you know, exchanged for another person.
原来很神奇，过两天就不见了。
And one of, you know, this day you may think that you're so-and-so, the next day you may not have your job.
而且地上的领袖多难 priest.
And it's so difficult to please the leaders of this world.
甚至有时候就觉得不值得你把整个命卖给他。
And sometimes you would feel like it's not worth it for me to offer up my life to this person.
但是圣经上告诉我们，我们是侍奉永生神。
And the scripture tells us, but we are serving the eternal God.
而且我们所有做的事情是不能震动的国，是有永恒价值的。
And everything that we are doing onto this kingdom is a kingdom that cannot be shaken. It has an eternal value.
What have you learned after listening to the programs? Do you believe in Jesus? If you haven't believed yet, please click on Eternal Life on the homepage of Living in Jesus and believe in God and begin to enjoy the peace and the joy of the eternal life.